Justin, you were a member of the gold medal team, iGEM team, that presented in Boston last year on behalf of the University of Lethbridge. Tell me a bit about that experience and why your project was welcomed so well by the judges.
Well, we had a really good team last year, and we worked really hard, and we got some good results. We presented everything pretty well at Boston, and I'm very glad the synthetic biology community saw our project as a gold medal project. It's very rewarding to us because I get so much from the synthetic biology community. It's nice to know that we're giving back, and kind of the gold medal standard is a way to judge that.
What was it like presenting in front of all these people?
Scary. I was very nervous, but it's cool. Like, I know over the radio, lots of people are listening, but it's really interesting looking up to a crowd where you can't even count that many people. There's, you know, 100 or 200 or 500 or 600 people. It's amazing that many people are listening to you at one time. I love it. I love presenting.
The project you were working on last year had to do with oil sands and tailings ponds, and you're building on that again this year. What is it exactly that you're doing?
Well, what we focused on last year is there's one chemical compound that other very toxic chemical compounds can be degraded into. So we decided if we get that one chemical degraded by an organism and get that working, we might be able to target the other compounds. So last year we successfully engineered that organism and we got it degrading that one central hub compound and we got the cell living off it. And it worked really well. So now what we're doing is focusing on those compounds that we first started out to degrade. So your polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs, which are very tough to degrade. They're very toxic. And actually, 28 out of the 31 toxic compounds that the United States government has said has to be taken out by industry and monitored before it's put into the environment are these PAHs. So luckily, last year we worked on the central hub. Now we can focus on those 28 compounds that are pertaining to the environment.
And how are you going to do that?
More engineering. We've got some cool organisms we're working with, and we're mix and matching pieces from them and putting them into our engineered organism from last year.
And how exactly is this going to work in terms of taking them out?
Well, what we plan to do is that the organism will just live off it. It'll eat them. It'll degrade them into a compound that's non-toxic, and then it'll live off them. It'll eat it, and it'll just continue to eat more, and it will metabolize it into its food source.
Well, this sounds like something that has incredible applications in the real world for the oil sands industry. Have you had interest from any of the companies?
Yes, actually, we work with five oil companies, Total, ConocoPhillips, Nexen, Suncor, and Statoil, and they've helped us out a lot. They've funded us, and they've also given us bitumen samples, as well as tailing pond samples that we're using to forward our project.
Have people expressed to you any concern over the biological aspects and the fact that you're doing some genetic engineering?
Yes, they have. And I just want to say first off that the synthetic biology community as a whole is very responsible with these issues. I had the chance to go to Synthetic Biology Conference 5.0 at Stanford University previously this year, and it's amazing the amount of people they bring in, ethicists, sociologists, lawyers, just to talk to us about these issues. So it's not just engineers, it's not just biologists speaking. We really bring in everyone from the community because we really want to push this technology forward, but we want to do it safely, and we really want to take the public's concerns into consideration. We want to deal with them as best as possible. And in our project, we do put safety implementations in. We plan to degrade the DNA, and we have shown that we do have control over the organism, whether it is living or not living, and whether it's growing or not growing. So we are putting control measures into our system.
What would those control measures be? Does it eventually like die off, or does it kill itself off?
Well, what we have is a DNA degradation system. So with no DNA, it can't replicate. So the cell is still working. It's still doing its function to degrade these toxic compounds and everything we want it to do, but it can't replicate, and it can be killed by us. So it's completely controlled. And we've done some experiments, and the controls seem to be working. But we still want to put more in place to make it as safe as possible, but it's something we're always thinking about, and it's a large part of our project.
Last year you had a professor from the new media department who was helping you out, got involved in the iGEM project, and one of the things he did for you was help create some music from the genetic material. What are you going to do to top that this year?
Actually, I would consider him a full-fledged member of our team now. It's very fun having him around. And what we've done this year is a member of our team, Ryan Peterson, and with help of other members, have created a full-length movie script. So now that is in production, and I think we've been filming for about a month or month and a half or so, and it's coming out really nicely. Our lab is now in the daytime. It's a bioengineering lab, and during the evening hours, it's a movie studio. So I pipette during the day and send emails and do the phone call things, and at night I hold lights and make sure the props are going. It's so much fun to have a complete new aspect where we don't have to think about the engineering, but we think about how artists look at us, how the public looks at us, and it's so much fun having Will around, and I'm so glad he came to our team, and I'm just excited to what we're doing next year too, because every year with Will it's just so exciting. So the full-length movie should be done this fall, and hopefully we'll have it in time for Boston.
So you do still have a few months before you head off to the competition in Boston. What stage are you at then in terms of your project? Are there some obstacles you still have to overcome or figure out?
Definitely. I think we're on the brink of a lot of success in our project right now. We're just building the genetic constructs, and we're just at the last stage of engineering. So I really think over the next 1 to 2, maybe 3 weeks, we'll start pumping out results, and then at the end of August and September, we'll focus on characterizing and making sure everything's ready for the competition.
Thank you very much, Justin.
Thank you.